Now, to overlap these atomic orbitals together, they have to have the same sort of quantum numbers. So we've been overlapping 1s with 1s. We don't overlap 1s with 2s because the difference in the principal quantum number n is too big. So spatially, they don't sit the same distance out from the atom. So when we try and combine them mathematically, they actually don't work. Their functions are quite different. So we have to have similar quantum numbers. They must have the same orientation. For instance, we get to the p orbitals. If we're dealing with the two p's, then 2px will bond to 2px because they're pointing at each other. But 2px doesn't bond to 2py because that's 90 degrees to each other. So that's why before, when I showed you the pi orbitals, I showed you a pi formed from two 2py orbitals, or a pi formed from two 2pz orbitals. But I can't show you one formed from 2px because that would be a sigma symmetry orbital. Okay, so there, for instance, 2px will give you sigma, whereas the other two will give you pi symmetry molecular orbitals.